Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, you know the one.
Damn right. It's just Missy Misdemeanor Elliott.
There you go, Andrew.
I think I got a little street cred while I was down in St. Lucia.
Nope.
Nope, you're right. I didn't. Time now for League Leaders and Who's Circling the Drains here on WEEI Afternoons, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. And we need the Red Sox to give a poop about defense, because right now they are both circling the drains because of the fact that they are league leaders with 0.85 errors per game.
I think there's only one team even close to them, and then the rest of the league is like...
Yeah, Colorado.
Like, okay.
Horrifically bad baseball team.
Perhaps maybe one of the worst of all time.
0.83 errors per game, okay. And then it drops to Cleveland, 0.68, and it drops off from there. Also, did you know
so bad
that this is up from 2024 when they averaged 0.71 errors per game? So they are a worse team defensively this year, despite trying to upgrade their defense. They bring in Bregman, they bump Devers, and they are a worse defensive baseball team. Obviously, yesterday, mm-hmm. This was on full display. A couple errors cost them 5 unearned runs yesterday.
Yeah, when you check the box score and you see your team gives up 9 runs, but there's only like 3 or 4 earned runs, no home runs, you're like...
Problematic.
Yeah.
So the Boston Red Sox, they lead the league in errors per game, and therefore, the momentum that they had beating the Yankees, trading Devers, starting, digging out of that hole. They were
four or five games
below 500, and now circling the drains is all that momentum just being flushed away. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, though, is something that isn't circling the drains. It is something that is taking off. It is the Fitzy Five, and it has grown more fond in my heart by the week.
I'm great story.
Look at that. Shut the hell up. Jack Wagon.
Boring.
Trying to be nice, let's get to the 55.
And now, we go deep inside the mind of a mad fan.
In case you haven't noticed, I'm weird. I'm a weirdo.
Where we rank him up, or is it count him down?
What the heck's going on out here?
F*** it. Doesn't really matter either way. Here's the 55.
All right, everybody, you know what time it is. 5 minutes after 5:30, when we should have started the segment. Time for the 55. Every 5:30 on a Monday, the mind of the mad fan brings you 5 things I'm currently obsessing over. All right. The sound of a large man swallowing something in the background as well. Not a distraction in any way, shape, or form. Andy, I was thinking of something sports-related, because obviously this is a sports radio station here, sports show, WEEI Afternoons. But I was not that interested in, like, top 5 most recently disappointing trades. Top five things to watch on TV the rest of the summer now that we just got through the NBA Finals. Everything was good, not really that compelling. So then I thought, well, what was compelling? Andy just went away on vacation.
Yeah.
He had a great time. He probably encountered this, which I believe is highly relatable and at times infuriating.
Traveler's diarrhea.
All right. That'll be the last Fitzy 5 here on WEEI Afternoons.
Did we avoid that this week?
Question we avoided it.
Yep. Good for you.
That's the end of the program. Thank you for following that up, Dan Ball. Happy birthday yesterday.
No cake.
So, with no cake that could have traveled in a car and melted by now. So I ask you this. Whilst you were away on vacation, a tropical vacation with the family, how many times did you have to tip somebody?
Oh. Have to, did,
Or probably felt like you had to, may or may not have.
10 to 12 times we tipped. Probably should have been closer to 20, which also was the number that the last guy got yesterday because it was all that was left in my wallet. So the guy who carried our bags like 30 feet because my wife allowed him to put them on the
little
cart.
Got a double sawbuck.
Got
dude,
$20.
He got a 20 bucks for the family
nothing.
Luggage?
And you know what? Then I saw the guy next to me.
Must be nice.
Handed the same guy, or no, a different guy, same thing, a 20, and was like, hey, can I get some change? And I was like, wait, you can ask for change on that? I didn't have the balls to ask for change.
I know. And then sometimes you're like, honey, should I just run and get two 10s? Like 20 feels like a lot. Just do it.
Oh, yeah. No, he got the 20.
Because she doesn't want to be embarrassed.
And I didn't want to be embarrassed. The pro tip is tip them well at the very beginning.
Yes.
Yep.
Right?
Especially in those places where they're servicing you, like filling the fridge with beers.
Kind of servicing you.
Yeah, you know, taking care. Maybe you get a few extra waters in the fridge, or maybe you get a little extra alcohol in the mixed
they
drink,
might bring
whatever.
They might. Always the first time. Maybe next time that rum topper is a generous pour.
Sandy chased me down. The bar had closed. I was walking back to the room. She chased me down to give me a mojito.
You're kidding. Nope. She gave you a little pocket mojito for the room.
Yep.
How about that?
She got a nice
well.
Tip.
See, there you go.
Yep.
These people deserve tips.
Yes.
Today, I want to run down the Fitzy five places I don't want to tip.
Oh.
Or these, at least these are the five most infuriating places to tip.
This is not.
Tip forget. Somebody. Gratuity. Stop it. Grow up. All right. I know this is going to probably resonate. There are going to be probably many opinion on this.
Yes.
So it's
especially in this day and age of those stupid like tablets. That
it's the flip screen.
Yeah.
When did we decide to come up with the?
Flip off the flip screen.
The tip screen. The flip screen. It started with COVID. I'm telling you. I blame it all on COVID because everyone went.
You're getting me a coffee. You're asking for a 13% tip or something.
13%. They want like 20. The option. By the way, first of all,
I Raffy Devers that. No.
Yeah. You know what? First of all, let me just say right now. Flipping the screen over is an absolute insult and pisses me off to no end. But number two, 15, 18, 20, because you handed me something?
Yeah.
Get out of here with that. All right, so these are this is the Fitzy five places it drives me nuts that they ask for a tip. Number five, the bowling alley.
They ask for a tip at the bowling?
Yes.
The guy who brings you your shoes?
No, just the guy that, like, when I say, like, hi, me and the three kids, that's four pairs of shoes, we're going to rent a lane for an alley. Okay, great.
Here's a tip. Get a new job. Yeah, no. No tip for him. No tip for you.
Yeah. Okay. What did he do?
No idea.
Did he make me a drink? Did he bring me my supper? Did he carry my luggage up to the room?
He sprayed in the shoes to make
sure. No, he's not even the shoe spray guy. The shoe spray guy is over on the side, like looking really sad, spraying
the shoes. He told you lane four.
Covered in shoe fungus.
He said lane four.
That's it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Okay.
Yeah, I am a professional tip whiffer.
Jesus. I don't know if you want that one.
Number four, takeout in general.
Takeout. So you're just going to pick up the Chinese.
That's it. I'm picking up the Chinese.
Yep.
I'm picking up the pizza.
Yep.
Like, that's it. It used to be a very simple transaction. Your dad would bring you in the car. You'd maybe sit down and play tabletop Donkey Kong or Pac-Man or whatever while he would rip a dart and the pizza would be ready. Then he would hit on the lady at the front. Is this too specific?
A little too specific.
Okay. And then
he takes her back to the motel. I stay in the car.
Wow, no, I felt that right on my steak tip.
No, and then he would bring her to the Little League game when your mom didn't come. More specific. And then that's it. He would just pay for the pizza.
Yeah.
There's no tip. They just, like, the pizza came from the back. It made its way to the front. It's delivered to you. Thank you. I'm paying you for this good or service that has been rendered. There's an engagement and a transaction. No tip necessary. Now the pizza places. Flip screen. Yeah. 18, 15, 20, 25%.
No tip.
Get out.
Custom, zero.
Number three, bakeries and coffee shops. Knock it off.
No.
Okay.
What if they make a sandwich?
But did you, prior to 2020, did you tip anybody for making a sandwich?
No, but maybe I should have.
Okay. Let me ask you.
Like those women at Dunkin' Donuts, they're like putting those trays in and out of the ovens and making the sandwiches.
That's their job.
Okay. So it's the waiter's job to also come and go, and you tip them.
Just like putting the giant sheet trays of bacon in the tots.
Well, plus
and everything.
Now you have this
whole
thing. Yeah, but
then you should have an option.
That's
what tip jar.
What about Burger King, McDonald's?
Right.
They're all doing the same thing. Do we tip them?
Stiz, we have lost our way. We used to have a tip jar, and then it was optional to me. There was no awkward engagement of like, how would you like to tip? You're supposed to turn away, and then when you give me I give you the five, and then give me back like change. I can then throw the coins in or a dollar if I'm feeling crazy. Leave it up to me like that. Don't flip screen me.
Okay, no flip screen.
The bakery is the bakeries or the coffee worst. Shops are the worst.
Okay.
You literally reached behind you and grabbed a bagel, and now for this bagel you didn't even put cream cheese on. I'm supposed to tip you?
No tip for you.
Number two, breweries.
This hits close to home.
This hits very close to home. And I'm not talking about when I get a beer poured. If you pour me a beer or I run a tab and have several beers poured, of course I should tip you. At least a dollar per drink. That's the rule in hospitality.
Yeah, but why is that the rule? I'm with,
a
like, there's a
drink.
Little mixed messaging here. So she makes you a coffee and a sandwich, no tip. She pours you a beer, which is the same as the coffee, a liquid pour in a thing, hands it to you.
It can be poured perfectly. It can be poured
why
terribly.
Not?
Too much milk.
So why no tip for one, tip for the other?
I may debate tipping somebody on a coffee. I will definitely pour if somebody makes me a great martini, Manhattan, mixed drink, your fuzzy whiskers or your crazy banana. Maybe not. But the entire idea of somebody turning around and grabbing a 4-pack of beer from a cooler and flip screening me or asking for a tip.
Oh, the 4-pack. When those things already cost like $20 or something for 4 beers.
You reached behind into a fridge and
never have that
asking,
problem if you get Miller Lite.
Number one
place where Jeep Fitzy doesn't want to tip anybody.
Repair shops.
Like a car repair?
Yeah.
They put tip on there?
Do you know people now?
The audacity.
Do you know people? Bicycle repair, machine repair, car repair. They have now gotten into the habit of asking for tips on any sort of machine-based repair.
Can we ask for tips?
Radio?
Yeah. The end of the show will be like, tips are appreciated. Put out a Venmo at WEEI Afternoon. Shoot us a tip for Dan Ball. We'd like to get him something nice for his birthday.
Well, I told you, we need to start our own WEEI Afternoon meme coin.
I don't want to go
What's
to jail.
That?
Like a meme coin. Like, you know, like the Hawk Tua girl had a meme coin.
And none of them went to jail. They all did the pump and dump, and none of them went to jail. Right?
Yeah.
No, so why don't we join the fun? Or we could just ask for tips, which seems safer. And then
let me ask you a question. If you had a medical procedure performed, would you tip somebody?
What? Excuse me?
Well, how far off are we on that? Like, I'm sorry.
No, I'm not.
Did you just came in today for the annual checkup? All right, flip screen.
Yeah, no.
What about when
I don't know what I'm paying. It's got to go through insurance, and there's going to be the adjusted rate.
How far off are we?
You're right. No, it seems like everybody is asking for a tip. I agree. Like, I hadn't come across the mechanic because that one would bother me because in all likelihood, you're paying minimum of like $500 every time you go to the mechanic.
See, when you go there, it's like $95
an hour
labor charge.
So am I supposed to tip
20%?
Am I supposed to tip 20% on $500?
Yeah, like when you had your AC recently. What if they were just like, hey, Mr. Hart, how's the air conditioning working? Better than ever, Charlie. Flip screen.
You're already charging me like $100 an hour for labor or whatever the
hell
the cost is.
And the worst part is, Andy, they look at you when you get the flip screen. And then they like
judge you.
Yeah,
that
bitchy
guy from those videos on the radio, cheapskate, real D-bag, didn't tip me.
Hey, real quick, when you guys were growing up going to Fenway, the hot dog guys.
Yep, yep.
Hot dog here.
Yep.
What about, did they used to get tips like when you guys were growing up? Because now they do, and I'm trying to remember.
They do. They do. Ask you digitally, because one of my son's friend made me laugh out loud. The guy goes, tip, and the kid goes, no, thank you. To the guy.
Yeah, sometimes you got to be bold.
Lesson learned, though. If it was guy never came back.
$4 a hot dog, right? And it was $8. You pass a 10 down the aisle.
Keep the change.
Yeah, it's a keep. Give me the option to say keep the change. Don't walk over with a flip screen and then look to see if I tip.
Worst place for that is strip clubs. You buy a beer from the girl pushing the cart around, and it's like $7 for a beer. You give her a 10. She doesn't even break stride and just walks away. Like,
what gentleman's club have you been to where it's only $7 for a beer?
Yeah, that too. Thankfully, it's been a while. I don't frequent those establishments anymore.
We went 2 weeks ago, you liar.
All right, that was Fitzy's 5. I enjoyed that one.
Bowling alleys, takeout, bakeries and coffee shops, breweries and repair shops.
You're getting older and cheaper by the
day.
Oh, my God, you cheapskate. Tip somebody. Give the mechanic an extra $75. Up next on WEEI Afternoons, time for odds and ends. And maybe we'll squeeze in a call or two to finish out a fun Monday afternoon.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.